use your phone, make love to your wife, sister, eat your dog, and leave your house with a good cassette.
CITR 101.9 FM, where there's just a little bit of Kim Fowley in each and every one of us.
No, I don't think so.
Right, it's time for Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show here on a Monday morning, broadcast from CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks very much to Peter there for Breakfast with the Browns. And of course, today we have my show here, Australian and Canadian Music, then Alternative Radio, and the fantastic Chris Horrific, who is in really great spirits today. He has been jumping up and down in the hallways about a new CD that's come in to the studio. So he'll be raving about that from 1 p.m. So this is Australian music for the next 60 minutes and some Canadian towards the end. And today I'm actually going to present a little bit of a treat for you. An old recording from 1989, alive in the studio of Australia's Triple J Radio, which is the National Youth Broadcasting Network that's been broadcasting for close to three decades, broadcasting fantastic independent music. And in 1989, the Hard-Ons played a set. And the Hard-Ons are a fantastic punk group who originally formed in 1981. And they're Australia's most commercially successful independent band. They sold over 250,000 records, huge big following in Europe, but still very little radio play on that. So they're actually one of the real pioneers of that do-it-yourself punk ethic. And they're a fantastic band. Three young guys from Sydney's western suburbs, Punch Bowl. Three migrant kids, a Sri Lankan drummer, a Korean bass player, and a Slovakian guitarist. And they made just some fantastic music that some people describe as Motorhead meets the Beach Boys. So a really good mix of bubblegum pop and some wonderful thrash guitar. So we're going to play you some of their songs they recorded live in 1989. In a radio station. And a little bit of warning that there is some language that's going to come up, not so much in the songs, but in some of the between song banter. So they're kind of rude guys, but they make some great music. So that's just a warning ahead. But this is the Hard-Ons.
Present ballads in the most sincere, gentle, soft way. I think we're about to have one. This sounds like a love song. Ache to touch you.
Why can't you
Tim, take it. No. You've got to play two more songs before I take it. You've got to do another two before I'm going to talk to you guys. No. Feast on Flesh, that one was called. Now, there's a roll of gaff over there. Anybody in the band want gaffer tape for the headphones? We've had a little bit of trouble so far.
Yeah, fucking I do. You know. Hey.
This is the ABC.
This is the TCR. My apologies.
Feel free. Now, what does obviously pace has a lot to do with this music. Is there any reason why?
Just a little language warning here coming up here from this between song banter, some language warning.
Setting the pace.
No particular reason.
Could you do the same kind of song slow?
I don't think so.
Is it the historical base of it, like the Ramones and all that kind of stuff, that's the reason why you do it that way, or just you sit in the garage and that's how it comes out?
I mean, look, if you're fucking a girl, like, you wouldn't just stroke a fucker really slow, right? You'd, like, really put it in.
At the beginning you do it that fast?
Yeah, at the beginning you just go straight in. Like, if you've been on tour, like, for about 3 months, you just go straight for it, man. Just, like, it's hideous.
Yeah, well, I'd probably agree.
I didn't say any of that. No, Tim, it's really better playing it fast. It's a lot more feeling, I think.
So is it the kind of thing that also has to be heard loud, I expect?
Yes, definitely.
So what if you play a dingy little pub that's got an awful PA that's just, you know, the size of your ghetto blaster? What do you do? Just
you stick your head next to the PA.
Why dick cheese, as a question? Why dick cheese?
Because it's our favourite disease.
It's not a disease, it's a malady of being uncircumcised.
No, it's not. It's a disease in our book.
Okay. Now, this is where education is part of this.
Punchbowl Boys, hi.
What's dick cheese if you come from Punchbowl? Punchbowl, it's probably right. Punchbowl Boys.
Punchbowl!
What's dick cheese from there?
Well, you know, when you itch a lot.
A rash?
Just around the head area.
What causes this?
I think Ray said something, man.
That was Ray over there referring to gender. Shall we play a couple more tunes?
Sure.
You keen?
Keen.
All the reverb's gone off my voice. It sounds like I'm in a normal room now. We're actually, normally we have, when we do live at the Wireless.
We're in an opera house stadium.
Well, it's pretty big. Normally we do live at the Wireless, it sort of goes directly into the desk. But to get the feel tonight, which you can probably hear at home, it sort of has a very live feel to it because we've got a PA set up around and you could actually perform without your headphones, which is why most of the songs have been able to continue to go along. Razor's
yeah,
getting
like,
the
don't say together. Fuck anymore.
Well, there are rules. In fact, if you're interested, part of the thing is, as an employee of the ABC, that's one of the two words I can't say, but you as the talent, I can't control what you say, so... missing you, missing me.
Chaps.
Thanks. Must be the McDonald's.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Does anybody know where he's from?
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
I always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
The Parts Unknown!
Break your fingers!
So this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show here, until midday. And today I'm playing a little rarity from the vaults, a six-song live set that the Hard-Ons did in the ABC Triple J Studios way back in 1989. The Hard-Ons, the classic thrash punk band from the Western Sydney suburb of Punchbowl. Really fantastic sound that they had, really great straight ahead thrash with some wonderful bubblegum sort of pop lyrics. Like, I mean, this is way before Blink-182 or Green Day or anything like that, and these guys in Sydney were making this racket, and they from here ended up touring a lot in Europe, and they've got rabid fans to this day where they still tour. The original incarnation of the band, of course, had Kesh on drums. He's the Sri Lankan drummer, and he's no longer with the band. And it was interesting when they first started out, being skinny migrant kids, they had a hard time in the scene where there were actually a lot of skinhead punks around at the time. So they actually had quite a hard time getting their gigs off the ground, where they had a bit of abuse thrown at them, racial abuse. So they persisted and kept going and became a real favourite on the independent circuit and one of the all great alternative bands. And this is so from 1989, and I'll keep going with the next three songs. And again, another language warning: they were quite young and in a mood to talk some rudeness between songs, so just a language warning again. So again, this is the Hard-Ons from Sydney, Australia, and this is way back in 1989, live in a radio studio.
Thanks, all you 20 people. We'll be right back.
excited, my new Jimi Hendrix t-shirt.
Does that one count as a love song? Suck and Swallow? Is that?
Yeah, that's true love. She really loves it if she swallows, doesn't
and
she?
What's the definition of you loving her?
Letting her.
Eating her shit.
Just a little bit of language here from the band in between songs.
A golden shower.
Most definitely.
Have you heard of a Technicolor shower? Or rainbow shower?
It's a new one for my ears.
This is a visual
thing.
What
was that, Tim?
I'm not going to say. I'll do it physically. I'm not going to show you.
How gross!
I think it's got its point. Now, before we go any further, I have to say that next week is the last in the series, the current series. There may not be another one after tonight. You never know. In the current series.
There should be lots more.
Do you know how many people listen to this about? Did they tell you to try and make you nervous or anything like that? Apart from the 20 in here.
I don't know, but I'm pretty nervous anyway.
It's about 25 to 30,000.
So. Wow. No, that's just a normal gig.
Should we do one more?
Yes, yeah. Let's.
Oh, before we do, though, there's a new album. When's the new album?
Well, that's not for ages, but this is our new single, and you should all rush out and buy it now, because all the shops are open.
Will they be open tomorrow?
No, now.
I'll do an intro so we can sell it. Okay. For Live at the Wireless, this is the Hard-Ons. Just being with you.
CITR is proud to sponsor these upcoming shows at the Biltmore Cabaret.
October 29th, Long Beach, California's Avi Buffalo hits the stage in support of their debut self-titled album out now on Sub Pop. Advance tickets are $12 and the doors are open at 8. October 30th, get into the Halloween spirit with Flemish Eye, Jag Jaguar recording artists, Women. touring in support of their frighteningly good new album, Public Strain. New Sensei and Make Out videotape will be warming up the stage. Tickets are only $11 in advance, doors at 8.
Tickets are available at the Biltmore, Zulu Records, Red Cat Records, and ticketweb.ca.
So we're back on CITR here with Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And just back announcing, we had a six-song set there from deep, deep in the archives, live radio recording of thrash punk legends The Hard-Ons in the Triple J studios in 1989. And that was really great to hear those classic older songs. And I did put in a few language warnings there. They had a few interesting things to say between songs. They were a brilliant band, you know, not the most lyrically captivating or inspiring, but they just nailed a fantastic sound of that beautiful thrash guitar and great melodies. And they're still around to this day, playing and touring when they can. The original drummer and singer left Kesh, apparently he's now a postman. Ray, the bass player, works in an independent record store in Sydney, and the guitarist Blackie drives taxis around Sydney. And interesting, they are the most successful independent band Australia's ever produced, and yet they had absolutely no airplay, as far as I can tell, except for stations like this, you know, small community stations. So to sell 250,000 records before the internet was pretty remarkable. So they've toured Europe frequently, and they're still putting out albums to this day of music that's very, very out there and very heavy, and still with the great pop over the top. So that was The Hard-Ons. Now, to bring it down a notch, let's get back into some more Australian music with Darren Hanlon, who we've played a little bit over the last few weeks. I'm going to play one or two more songs off his album, I Will Love You At All. So this is Darren Hanlon, some urban folk here for you from Australia. This is Stranded, and my name's Matthew.
Inside the head there lived the brain, inside the brain there lived a dream that shot round like a laser beam. Along nerve endings and synapses past the room for memory lapses, brought about by alcohol that causes all the cell collapses. Dream's not the only one, I had plenty more when I was young, but I grew up in a big hurry, and then one day I start to worry that I'm gonna be a goner before I read all the books I want. If I plant a tree now, it'll be fully grown long after I'm just dust and bone. And now I can't sleep, it's already 3 a.m. and I'm lying here dividing sheep by the square root of 10. Charity, I turned off my TV for clarity, but some days I still envy those walking around wearing my clothes. So I'll just plant a tree I'll never see grow, put a seed in the ground where no one will know. Gonna make my plan when the morning breaks, but I just don't know how long it'll take. Staring down a highway all alone with just the company on my stomach rumble, but I feel okay. It makes me humble without a load that I must carry, or a bump in the road to make me tarry. Just a pile of ashes from the miles I've burned and everything I've learned. What have I learned? Walk in front of cars or behind horses. Cats don't drink milk out of flying saucers. Green means go, yellow go faster. Red means stop a financial disaster. And don't ever underestimate the fitness of the determined Jehovah's Witness. And don't ever, ever take for granted what grew from every kiss you planted. If a heart can break, then a heart can feel. It's to know that you're alive and real. Like the rattle and bounce and a little white ball, not a number on a roulette wheel. wheel and hair it turns grey and skin it turns to leather. But the best thing about growing old is we all do it together. Just plant a tree I'll never see grow. Put a seed in the ground when no one will know. Gonna make my plan when the morning breaks, but I just don't know how long it'll take. They say that a love that's shared is a love that's carried all the way to the church where you'll be married. It's a long old way down the altar, and you don't have the time to falter. Love will always come and go, I hope, but sometimes love goes up in smoke, and you're left there with the greedy ghost, and just when you need them most. Some of your friends have disappeared, and others started acting weird, and you're left on your bed with an awful feeling till you've learned by heart all the cracks in the ceiling. You think, oh God, I just related to that awful love song I always hated. The past it all becomes distorted like it was broke before you bought it. Remember, you're the one who paid. Pull the pin out of the hand grenade. It's up to you to leave your room, but don't forget to bring your spade. So you can plant a tree you'll never see grow. Put a seed in the ground where no one will know. Gonna make my plan forever to roam. Gonna feed my nan in the nursing home. Gonna make that plan when the morning breaks, but I just don't know how long it'll take. Heart kept hidden deep within my chest. I knew, oh, oh, they'd have to take me back again. Put on my shoes to search for clues, but you'll never find them there. Nor with the mates from your old class gathered after midnight mass round the bar. Pre-dawn hours of Christmas morning, they thought I'd outgrown them. They could read it on my face. I wanted to leave, but my face had an appointment to keep with the fist of some young freak. Now that's why I wear this scar beneath my arm. Summer job tending lawns for old men. They sit around predicting weather with their bones. Sticks and stones are more akin to what lies underneath their skin and their soul. Cling on to that skeleton. And if I had a dollar for every time I should have been paid, then I would have been paid. But their meager money couldn't buy the blue out of the sky or downpay the common day to stay away. Some weeks before the world began, I drifted back to my hometown. So all the blessed to the accursed, to the pioneers who got their first day in the ground. For if I come back again, to all the soulful swaying pines, to shoes hanging on power lines, I keep you here. For if I come back again.
Spend some time thinking about you, wishing you were mine. Sunday morning, nothing really changed. I got out of bed feeling just the same. If you could only see what I see through my eyes, then you'd realize. If I could only be the thought behind that smile, let me love you for a while. It's Monday now, I float around, picking up the words, I have to put them down. I hit midweek, it hits me back. One last cigarette, I want another drag. If you could only see what I see through my eyes, then you'd realize. If I could only be the thought behind that smile, let me love you for a while. Be patient now, she's headed rough. Be patient now, it's real enough. This Friday night, I stay at home, wishing you were here, being all alone. I don't have the right, never made you wrong. My words are weak, my love is strong. What I see through my eyes, then you'd realize. If I could only be the thought behind that smile, let me love you for a while. If I could only see what I see through my eyes, then you'd realize. If I could only be the thought behind that smile, let me love you for a
back here on CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show. Thank you so much for tuning in today. The songs there, first of all, was Darren Hanlon, the Australian artist. We heard a couple of tracks off his I Will Love You at All album, his new release, and that was followed up there by a beautiful track from Matt Langley. Now, listeners of the show who were listening a couple months back would have been privy to Matt coming into the studio. He actually visited Vancouver for the first time. He came all the way from New Zealand, played some shows here, and he came into the studio. And he is quite a remarkable talent. And you heard there the song If Only, and that is a preview of a forthcoming album that's coming out. That's actually a free track for download on an EP. An EP download, and that's the first track. So just to whet your appetite, I'll likely be playing more from that EP in the coming weeks. And the album Featherbones will be coming out sometime, at least in New Zealand. And I hope it gets released over here. So that was Matt Langley. Now you are listening to CITR.
Why, sometimes I'd like to take a peppermint and a switchblade and a Cadillac and throw it all in a fire.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly. Oh, yeah.
Situation. Okay, this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show, and we're onto some Canadian tracks now. Now, I had a little adventure last night. I hopped on a bus and went to Abbotsford, just outside of Vancouver, and I attended a gig there with some of the great people from Civil Radio there, the new station that's been only just broadcasting live to air, only just for this year, I believe. They were previously just an internet-based radio show, radio station. But there's some real enthusiasts there in Abbotsford who are trying to build a community, and I was invited out to a gig. Some local bands and B.A. Johnson. B.A. Johnson is a troubadour from out east who does a lot of touring, and he's a very, very funny man, a consummate performer, absolutely hilarious. Like he outdoes Nardwuar, the human serviette, I think, in terms of sheer craziness bounding across the stage into the audience, sliding down rails, pouring things over his head, and at the end of the show he encouraged all the people to follow him like a Pied Piper into the bathroom, where he stood up on a stall and continued to play some acoustic songs. So this is B.A. Johnson. That was a really great night, and I'm going to play you a couple of songs. This one he did do last night, Steve Guttenberg is the song, and it's about the actor Steve Guttenberg. So here we go. This is B.A. Johnson, a great Canadian guy who's constantly out there on the road touring and entertaining the folks.
Steve Guttenberg, Steve Guttenberg, don't forget me like Steve Guttenberg, yeah. Shut me out without a word, don't forget me like Steve Guttenberg. Please got me one was fun, please got me two was slightly less fun. By the time it's Peace Academy 4, citizens on patrol, you're bored, out the door you run. Steve Guttenberg, don't forget me like Steve Guttenberg, and shut me out without a word, don't forget me like Steve Guttenberg. Want to love to suck like three men and a little lady. Want to love to be great like three men and a bee. I don't want to love to die like Short Circuit's Johnny Five. Want to love to seem like a die and come back alive like Johnny Five. Steve Guttenberg, don't forget me like Steve Guttenberg. And shut me out without a word, don't forget me like Steve Guttenberg. I eat breakfast at the captain's table. It's not really a black tie affair. Sometimes I'm not wearing a shirt. Sometimes my cat is there. So soggy, stay away. You're not invited to this soiree. VIPs only at the captain's table, just me and Captain Crunch. Though technically, since it's around noon, I should be eating a nutritious lunch.
having trouble with the maze on the back of the box, the cereal box. The captain needs to get to the top of Crunch Mountain and avoid soggies who suck, I suck. Captain, are you mad? I only buy you when you're on sale. And because secretly I'd rather be eating Crispets. Breakfast at the captain's table, VIPs only. Breakfast at the captain's table, I'm hopped up on Crunch Berry. Captain Crunch, is there a prize in this box that I can take away with me? A fresh set of non-bleeding gums, or perhaps my dignity.
much lauded new wave punk band there from Abbotsford. You say party, we say die. And we heard the song Laura Palmer's Prom on Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show. This is right towards the end of the show. And I actually went out to Abbotsford to a great gig last night and saw B.A. Johnson perform. We just heard a couple of tracks from him from his album Thank You for Being a Friend. And he is a very hilarious man and wonderful performer. And so I thought I'd play some a little bit of music from Abbotsford as well. So You Say Party, We Say Die are probably the most well-known band to come out of that city. And I learned also... one gentleman from Abbotsford is part of the band called the Beelines, who are a Vancouver band. So I'm not sure which one. It's looking in the back of this 7-inch I have. The Beelines are Scotty on guitar, Bruce on drums, Adam on bass, and Ryan on vocals. So apparently one of those guys is from Abbotsford. But this song is by the Beelines, so I'm going to play it off a 7-inch single here in the studio. The Beeline, of course, I guess the number 99 bus that goes all the way down to UBC, and we are broadcasting from UBC today. Okay, so let's hear the Beelines, an Abbotsford connection. Yeah. And that's it for the show. Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, ending there with Vancouver band The Beelines, which has an Abbotsford connection. And we also heard You Say Party, We Say Die before that. So this is it. Thanks so much for listening. And we are now going to alternative radio. Okay, have yourself a fantastic day and week.
I think Obama knows that this long war is death, but he's in the trap that I've described. The reason, the signal is that he has a two-part plan for Afghanistan. One is to escalate the war, as you know, and two is to de-escalate the war, almost in the same period of time. So he's talking about a beginning, not an end, a beginning of withdrawal as soon as next year. That